Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear a single by a group that featured the former lead vocalist of the Sex Pistols. There is nothing about this track that sounds anything like the pioneering punk rock of the lead singer's former band. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will appreciate the music of an amazing musician who has been bestowed with 8 honorary doctorate degrees from 8 separate universities. He has also been honored by the Hollywood Walk of Fame, 2 presidents, and the Pope. Later, for our 3 from way downtown, we will listen to a single written by 2 sisters from Bellevue, Washington. Because of squabbles with their record label, this excellent record never reached its full potential, peaking 15 places lower on the Cashbox survey than it should have. Finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will examine the finest musical moment of the troubled and talented founder of the group that many rock writers feel was and is the greatest rock and roll band in the world. But first, just as we do every week, we start with a single that was at some point perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a 1 week peak and then spun out. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we begin with a song that references a character from The Wizard of Oz, the favorite movie of the song's writer. That same writer, Dewey Bunnell, actually begged his band at first not to record the song at all. Nevertheless, the others in the band outvoted Dewey and recorded it in sessions produced by Beatles producer George Martin, who also played piano throughout the track.
Sometimes late when things are real and people share the gift of gab between themselves. Perfect prize that waits among the shelves. But Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke, glass, stain, bright color. Image going down, 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 down. Soap, sud, green, like a. Oh, Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke, glass, stain, bright color. Image going down, down. Nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me. Ooh.
With a song that was perched at number 40 for 1 week on the Cashbox charts, up from his previous position of number 53. That was America and Tin Man, which eventually hit number 6 in Cashbox, 6 in Record World, 4 on the Billboard Hot 100, and number 1 on the Billboard Adult Contemporary chart.
Alt-Universe Top 40!
At number 20, we have an interesting record by a group that featured the former lead singer of the band that ushered in the punk rock movement in England, the Sex Pistols. When punk first hit, the Sex Pistols' debut album hit number 1 in England, but it only made it up to number 106 in the United States. Their outspoken and charismatic lead vocalist was the media-savvy Johnny Rotten, whose real name was John Lydon. Upon the breakup of the Sex Pistols, Lydon founded a new band, Public Image Limited, a project that he considered anti-rock, with an abrasive bass-heavy sound that mixed progressive chords with disco rhythms. By 1987, Public Image consisted of Lydon on vocals, John McGauck on guitar, Lou Edmonds on keyboards and guitar, Alan Diaz on bass, and Bruce Smith on drums. When asked about the Public Image song Seattle, bassist Alan Diaz stated that it came from, quote, a couple of riffs that Bruce and Lou Edmonds had. They brought it to me and I put a bass line on it sitting on a bed in a hotel room. It was a nice bouncy groove, but it was nothing until John sang on it. Once he added some vocals to it, I was flipped out and it just became amazing, close quote. Song that hit number 47 in England, number 30 on the Billboard Dance chart, and did not chart on the Hot 100 at all. That was Public Image Limited and Seattle, a song that we believe should have, at the very least, hit number 20 in the United States.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. Now we are up to number 11. When I first began doing this show, a couple of people asked me if I was ever going to play a hip-hop record. I simply said no. But a few days ago, I heard the song Connected by the Stereo MCs, which at the time of its 1992 release was considered hip-hop because it sampled the groove riff of another record and featured vinyl scratching. The record that the Stereo MCs sampled was Let Me Be Your Lover by Jimmy Bo Horn, a Miami-based R&B and disco vocalist who was produced by Harry Wayne Casey and Rick Finch of Casey and the Sunshine Band. One of Jimmy Bo Horn's other singles for TK Records, Dance Across the Floor, made the top 40 of several charts back in 1978. I remember buying that particular record after hearing it once on the radio because I loved the organ sound on it so much that I wanted to study it and figure out how to copy it for myself. After Jimmy Bo Horn's success with Dance Across the Floor, the single Let Me Be Your Lover was considered a flop, charting only on the Soul Survey and not making it at all onto the Billboard Hot 100. However, the Stereo MCs gave the song new life when they took that TK groove and repeated it digitally, writing and singing completely new lyrics with a new short melodic vocal hook over it. Their new creation was far more successful than the original, reaching number 11 on the Billboard Top 40 mainstream chart. Here is a little of the original mixed directly into the sampled and rewritten version, which impacted the pop charts as an early hip-hop hit. Universe Top 40, that was first Jimmy Bo Horn with Let Me Be Your Lover, and then the Stereo MCs, who sampled that song to make their own hit, Connected, which reached number 11.
Number 10.
At number 10, we have a band which was made up of several members of the group Looking Glass, who you might recall had a number one hit with Brandy, You're a Fine Girl back in 1972. Bassist Peter Saval and drummer Jeff Grobe joined with a new vocalist, Michael Lee Smith, the brother of Rex Smith, who had a top 40 hit with the song You Take My Breath Away. After adding former Stories guitarist Richie Rano, the new resulting rock act ultimately attracted the attention of industry manager Bill Aucoin, who also managed Kiss. After signing a deal with Capitol Records, they released the album Violation, which was produced by Jack Douglas. From that album is a single which charted on the Billboard Hot 100 at number 32, but which should have reached number 10, Cherry Baby. A song that, at the very least, should have reached number 10 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World, that was the rock act Stars with Cherry Baby.
Number nine.
Now we are up to a song from an album that reached number 9 on the rock album airplay charts in Record World. The album was You're Gonna Get It, the second album released on the Shelter label by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Like their first album, the Heartbreakers' second album was produced by Denny Cordell and featured a member of the Dwight Twilley group, Phil Seymour, on backing vocals. Helping establish airplay on FM rock radio was the track I Need to Know, which was reported as being played on KSAN San Francisco, WMMS Cleveland, and KMET Los Angeles.
We'll talk on the streets as you may go solo.
with a song from an LP that really did reach number 9 on the FM Rock Album Airplay Report in Record World and number 23 on the Billboard Album Survey. That was Tom Petty along with the Heartbreakers and I Need to Know.
Alt-Universe Top 40!
Number 8.
Now we are up to a song which is both modern and great, and it should have reached number 8. It is by the son of Jamaican reggae artist Freddie Mackay, Andrew Chin. Andrew entered the music business just as his father did and established himself with a unique style. He uses only an acoustic guitar equipped with one string. He plays the equivalent of a bass guitar part on that acoustic guitar, all the while slapping the body of the guitar for percussion. Filmmaker Luciano Blotta found this to be so unique that he featured Andrew in his documentary, Rise Up. From the soundtrack album of the film, here is Andrew Chin under the stage name Brushy One String.
Hey! You know, my name is Brushy One String, you know. I've been to San Francisco, that's where I see my friend, Pancho. He say, hey, One String, there's something you got to know, you know. I say, yeah. While we back on San Francisco, and our asses, where we go. We sing this whole country song like this.
Chicken and corn on the corn can grow, mama. Hey, when chicken and corn on the corn can grow. Hey, when chicken and corn, so the corn can grow, mama. Hey, when chicken and corn, so the corn can grow. Hey, young man, where on San Francisco? Yeah, we have my friend and his name was Pancho. Yeah, he said one swing, there's something you got to know. Back in the saddles and the rasses, where we go with some. Chicken and corn, on the corn can grow, mama. Hey, when chicken and corn, so the corn can grow. Hey, when chicken and corn, on the corn can grow, mama. Hey, when chicken and corn, so the corn can grow. Hey,
don't need to brag, don't need to boast. I get rubbing for my pillow when I pose to pose. But the music nice, so play them twice. For the girls are screaming out like mass. My name is Rushy, I'm a king of swing. It's a rap your music, can't you let you sing? No, it doesn't really matter what people wanna say. I rap my music, not on the.
Yeah.
Rap my music night and day. Yeah. When chicken and corn, so the corn can grow, mama. Hey, when chicken and corn, so the corn can grow. Now, now, now. Chicken and corn, so the corn can grow, mama. Hey, when chicken and corn, so the corn can grow. Yeah. Ritty, pitty, pitty, boom, rat, oh, boom, boom, blata.
But the music nice, I will play them twice. For the girls are screaming out like mass. My name is Bushy, I'm a king of swing. There's a rapping music, can't you let you sing? Now we just read about what people wanna say. I rap my music night and day. Yeah.
With a song that I only heard because my 16-year-old son made me watch a video that he really liked, that was Brushy One String with Chicken in the Corn.
Alt-Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7, and it is by a unique jazz artist who, as his musical success continued over a number of decades, was bestowed with 8 honorary doctorate degrees from 8 separate universities. He also received awards from 2 American presidents, Eisenhower and Clinton, and was awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And, unlike any other musician I have profiled thus far, he was given a special award, a papal medal, from Pope Paul VI in 1968. Who is this highly decorated legend? It's the incomparable Lionel Hampton. Lionel Hampton was born in 1908 in Louisville, Kentucky. After moving first to Birmingham, Alabama, and then to Kenosha, Wisconsin, Lionel and his mother moved to Chicago, Illinois in 1916. As a teen, Lionel began xylophone lessons and learned to play the drums. Soon he was playing for the Chicago Defender Newsboys Band. In the late 1920s, he moved to California to play for the Dixieland Blues Blowers. Then he left for the Les Hike Band. During this period, he began practicing on the vibraphone. In 1930, Louis Armstrong came to California and hired the Les Hike Band, getting Lionel Hampton to play vibraphone on two songs. By 1934, Lionel led his own orchestra. In 1936, he appeared in the Bing Crosby film, Pennies from Heaven, with Louis Armstrong. After that, Lionel sometimes joined Benny Goodman in the latter's quartet, one of the first racially integrated jazz groups and the most popular small ensemble of its time. Today's Little Slice of Heaven belongs to Lionel Hampton and his version of the classic that many of us equate with the Harlem Globetrotters, Sweet Georgia Brown.
Georgia Brown, I'll tell you why. You know I don't lie, not much. It's been said she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Oh boy, it's a shame how that gal cools them down. Now fellas, she ain't met his fellas. She can get a Georgia name, a Georgia claimer, sweet Georgia Brown.
Slice of Heaven at number 7. That was the highly decorated jazz genius Lionel Hampton and Sweet Georgia Brown. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Frank from Germany heard our 6070 kilohertz broadcast with an EKD 500 and a G5 RV antenna. He reports 55545 and tells us, thanks for the good program. Well, Frank, thank you for listening, and we say thanks for your report. Dina from Australia sent us a message through Mixcloud to let us know that our September 14, 2019 show was one of her favorites. Thank you for checking us out on Mixcloud, Dina. We hope you have a wonderful week ahead. Steve from the United States told us with an email that he thinks our show is perfect for shortwave radio. Well, Steve, we are happy that you think it is, and we thank you for your kind words. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, and reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album charts. Today's San Francisco-based rock band certainly qualifies. After Paul Kantner's Jefferson Airplane had success with 2 massive hit singles in the 60s, the band became primarily an album act and a live attraction. Several lineup changes took place, with Grace Slick sometimes retreating from the foreground for male vocalists such as Marty Balin and Mickey Thomas. By the time the group's 1979 recording, Freedom at Point Zero, was released, they had already placed several chart entries into the top 40 under the updated name Jefferson Starship. Singing lead for Jefferson Starship on the song Rock Music, a track that is our bonus hit at number 6.
Number 5.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. Now we are up to the singer-songwriter whose excellent single, Love to Ride, we featured several months ago. That single was released on the Backstreet label, an MCA subsidiary that was primarily known as the label created to keep Tom Petty under MCA's wing after Shelter's distributor, ABC Records, was absorbed by MCA. Keith Sykes released his albums, I'm Not Strange, I'm Just Like You, and It Don't Hurt to Flirt, on Backstreet. He then switched over to John Prine's Oh Boy label and recorded this track in Memphis. If the lead guitar sounds familiar to you, that's because it's being played by the ever-present Jack Holder.
If the seven kinds of trouble a man goes through, and I knew them all before I met you, I never missed an opportunity. If I could do it the wrong way, leave it to me and tell you I was right about you. And when you took me by the hand, you made me a better man. You, I was right about you. And if I ever lose my way, I can still look back and say I was right about you. It's nothing I'm proud of, I know it ain't cool.
Keith Sykes with a single that should have reached number 5. I Was Right About You.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we are up to number 4, which means that we are going to play a song that did significantly better in England than it did in the United States. Today's number 4 comes from the ska band Madness, a group that was enormously successful on the UK charts, but only had 2 hits to make the top 40 in the United States. The song we're going to play, House of Fun, reached number 1 in England, and it was actually popular on MTV in the United States, thanks in part to the group's horn players goofing around in what may have been a video inspiration to Paul Simon and Chevy Chase in You Can Call Me Al.
Good morning, miss. Can I help you, son? 16 today, and up for fun. I'm a big boy now, or so they say, so if you'll serve, I'll be on my way. Break plastic with this clay on the corners has just walked in. Joe, hello, Miss Clayton.
Geffen Records in the United States. That was Madness with House of Fun.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number three.
Now we are up to our three from way downtown. And today we're talking about downtown Bellevue, Washington. Science fiction writer Arthur C. Clarke wrote a collection of short stories in 1957 called Tales from the White Heart, with heart spelled H-A-R-T. That collection was the inspiration for the name selected by the five-man rock act White Heart, put together in Northern Washington by Steve Fossen and Roger Fisher in 1967. The group consisted of all males until sometime around 1970, when Bellevue, Washington native Ann Wilson joined as its new lead singer. The following year, Roger Fisher's brother, Mike, was scheduled to be drafted into the United States military, but escaped out of a window and fled to Canada just as a raid was taking place on his family's home. This wild incident led to the relocation of the band White Heart to Vancouver because the now indispensable Ann Wilson fell in love with and followed Mike Fisher to Canada. Shortly thereafter, Ann's sister Nancy joined the band, which by now was known as Heart, with the E placed back in the name. After honing their act in Vancouver, the band recorded at Mushroom Studios there. Their first album, Dreamboat Annie, released on the Canadian-based Mushroom Records, caught on quickly and sold 30,000 copies in Canada within a few months. When Mushroom released the album in the United States, the album shot straight up to number 7 and sold over 1 million copies. Unfortunately for the Wilson sisters, one of Mushroom's advertisements for the group was extremely suggestive in a way that offended them both. Based on that ad, the entire band sought to be free of its contractual ties to Mushroom and simply began recording for Portrait Records. Predictably, several back-and-forth court appearances were required to sort out the contractual dispute. In the process, the song Heartless was released by Mushroom. It should have easily hit number 3, but it got caught up in the chaos and legal wrangling and only reached number 18 in Cashbox and number 24 on the Billboard charts. Nevertheless, we believe that with this single, the sisters from Bellevue, Washington truly came up with a top 3 hit.
Yeah.
with a three from way downtown. That was the two-woman, three-man rock act Heart with Heartless.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 2.
Now we are up to number 2, which means that we are going to play a song that we think should have gone to number 1. As I mentioned last week, I have loved the music of the Cars from the first moment I heard them on the radio, and I can specifically recall that the first time I ever heard this song, somewhere around number 38 on a Casey Kasem countdown, I predicted that it would hit number 1. Well, it did not, but we can all agree that it should have. Written by group leader, the late Rick Ocasek, with lead vocals by the late Benjamin Orr. This was the first single ever released by the Cars, Just What I Needed.
I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time. 'Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair.
The single that hit number 27 in the United States, number 27 in Ireland, number 96 in Australia, number 17 in England, and number 4 in France. Those were the Cars with Just What I Needed. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number 1. It is a tender composition with a haunting arrangement that featured the instrumental expertise of the troubled founder of the Rolling Stones, Brian Jones. According to Rolling Stone Bill Wyman, quote, Brian formed the band. He chose the members. He named the band. He chose the music we played. He got us gigs, and then he slowly lost it and just kind of wasted it and blew it all away. Close quote. Before he totally lost it, though, Brian, while initially a sly guitarist, went on to play lead guitar, sitar, dulcimer, piano, mellotron, marimba, harmonica, recorder, saxophone, and drums on various recordings by the Rolling Stones. He also played saxophone on the Beatles' flip of the Let It Be single, You Know My Name, Look Up the Number. Back in late 1966, the Rolling Stones recorded the song Ruby Tuesday, which is credited to the songwriting team of Jagger and Richards. However, Mick Jagger's former girlfriend, Marianne Faithfull, stated that Brian Jones actually wrote an early version of the Ruby Tuesday melody and presented it to the group. In addition, according to author Victor Bokris, Keith Richards and Brian Jones worked out the final melody in the recording studio. About Ruby Tuesday, Mick Jagger himself told writer and publisher Jan Wenner, quote, "That's a wonderful song. It's just a nice melody, really, and a lovely lyric, neither of which I wrote, but I always enjoy singing it." Close quote. Regardless of who is credited with what, the song is a Baroque pop triumph, thanks to Brian Jones' work on the piano and the recorder, both of which are critical to the overall sound and feel of the record.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change? Question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. At such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
Hall of Perfection track at number one, those were the Rolling Stones featuring Brian Jones on piano and recorder, and their song that reached number one in the United States and number three in Great Britain, Ruby Tuesday. That's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static. Oh, yeah.